Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome back to the show On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communications. We do not have our wonderful Sue Wagner here tonight, but I have some messages from Sue to all of you. So the first one I'm going to tell you is, Pat is doing one day getting to ID classes. Now, these classes are limited because they're very intimate and they're limited to only six ladies. Dr. Allen will work for 6 hours in the Newport Beach office for this. It's 9 to 4 and it's $150. And there's two dates available. One is Saturday, February 18th or Saturday, March 18th. And we still have the Life Script class available for March 11th. And we've added two new dates, which is really exciting because the Life Script is a wonderful class. It really helps you see what's going on in your world. So you're going to look for those dates, April 2nd and April 22nd. And you can go to www.drpatallen.com for more information on that. I'm sure the sign up is at the wantistore.com. And we added another dream class, a dream interpretation class. That's Saturday, April 8th. And all these classes are limited to six attendees. It's very small, very intimate, and it's quite wonderful. Everybody gets a chance to interact with Dr. Allen. And that is in the Newport Beach office. It's $150 a class. And again, you're going to find that information at wantistore.com, or you can email Sue at info@drpatallen.com. And no, don't forget, this Monday is February 6th, and that's going to be the first Monday. And that means Dr. Allen's going to be doing her monthly relationship seminar at the Courtyard Marriott, which is 6333 Bristol Parkway, Culver City, next to the Westfield Mall. That is from 7 to 8:30, and as I'm sure you know, admission is $10 at the door. So those are all the things that's going on. Again, www.wantistore.com, or for more information, email Sue at info@drpatallen.com. And with that, I'm going to say, Dr. Allen.
Yes, I'm
You're here on the air.
Right. So let's dig in.
We're, I believe, going to take a call. You there, Dr. Allen? Caller, are you on the air?
It's the voicemail box of 7.
Well, we've lost everybody, but I'm sure we'll get them back. And let's see what's happening here. Looks like it's just me right now.
What?
Hi, Dr. Allen. We lost you there for a minute.
Yeah, you did. The best doctor, global clinical trial
manager. My goodness. What is happening here? Okay. Well, Dr. Allen. Yoo-hoo. Maybe she's there now. Dr. Allen.
Hello.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Allen and caller. You're both on the air live.
Yay. I'm like, what?
You're on the air. Both of you are on the air live. Do you have a question, caller?
Yes, I do. I was, I had been trying dating, and then now I've gotten kind of like scared of it, had some bad experiences, and feel like when I am dating, then I feel like I kind of just lose myself. I try to follow the tools and stuff, but I get really confused. So now I'm not really dating at all, but I feel like I want to, but I'm kind of just scared to, because I don't know what's the best approach to try dating.
that the only way you can keep your brain healthy is to go through scary experiences. How do you like that?
Sounds right. That's scary.
It takes firing to wire it. I recommend anybody to listen on YouTube to Napoleon Hill's book, Outwitting the Devil. Do you know what he calls the devil? The fear of change. It isn't a man. It isn't a human. It's the fear of change. You know, one of the worst things that some people can experience is winning the lottery. And the reason for that is they don't know how to be rich. And they've got to learn how to be rich. And it's interesting that when we lose something, like during the Depression, I saw a picture of some banker jumping off of his bank because he only had $10,000 in the bank. Except in 1929, $10,000 was $100,000.
Yeah, in today's money, definitely.
You know what's nice about being a little kid? Up to the age of three, you seek out change. You seek out scary things. Is it hot? Is it a car? Is it, what's this going to do to me? We start out as change addicts. And then we start seeing that change automatically brings pleasure and pain. And that's when some of us decide, I'm going to avoid pain. Serious. And you know what that leads to? Loneliness and total boredom.
Yeah.
The secret of life is to go through the rewiring to get to the pleasure that you will get for doing it.
Okay,
so
that sounds
that
good.
Mind, what do you need to change?
I guess I have to be willing to go out or go places because I didn't really like the online dating that much. But I heard you say, like, go places where you have fun. So,
where you smile.
And I have to get ready more. You know, it's hard for, to get ready all the time and look nice all the time. I have to work on that. And smile.
You
know, I do smile at people all the time.
You've got to market your booty in an attractive way. What's the most significant sex organ on a man?
Eyes.
What's the most significant sex organ on a woman?
Ears.
Right. If you're hiding in your bedroom eating Häagen-Dazs, I promise you in your drunken state of sugar bliss, that you will not have to worry about rejection. You will simply have to worry about where they're going to bury you.
Yeah, I was just trying to focus on career and kids, but I really do want to date and, you know, have someone
so
meet me.
What are you
going
to do starting with this phone call? This phone call goes international. So we on this planet want you to risk change.
Yeah, I did sign up or looked at a lot of different meetup groups, so I could go to a, I'm going to do a sailing club or something like that that men go to. And I do like sailing.
Do you play any sports? Tennis? Swimming?
Oh, I did do soccer. Yeah,
bowling.
I did play soccer.
What?
I have played soccer.
Soccer?
Yeah.
Did you say soccer?
Yeah, I used to play soccer.
Well, I'll wager there might be an adult group of women, maybe even with men, playing soccer. Why don't you set up a meetup
for soccer players in America.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Right. Actually, I used to do that, and two of my friends actually married the other guys on the team. So maybe I can get that going again.
And then don't forget martial arts, which is really a great balance of men and women because it's non-competitive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've never tried that before. I live in kind of like a little bit further city, and that's further away. But, well, it's like 45 minutes from Santa Monica, so I still could go there for more events like that and stuff. I guess I just have to go through it, like you said, Pat, like the pain of, or fear of being with men. But I can tell I take way better care of myself when I am dating.
That's because you're marketing your booty.
Yeah.
So if you're in Santa Monica, a lot of people walk on that pier.
Yeah. I mean, I don't live there, but like 40 minutes from there.
It's a good place to practice the 5 minute, the 5 second flirt.
I do have a dog. I've been practicing smiling at people.
The 5 minute flirt technique is looking in the eyes, scary, 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 and smiling. And if you're a girl or want to be a girl, you don't talk first. You just magnetize. Okay.
Yeah, it's amazing when I've tried that. By like three seconds, they do like a double take. And then they start to smile. It really does work.
3 seconds. The secret of flirting is to go past the normal eyeball encounter to the place where you feel like a slut. Because
so true.
Many, many, many men are looking for virtuous sluts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like from your stuff, I'm getting that, you know, I should take really good care of myself, like feel good, look good, and go to places where there's men and women, where it's fun, and then smile at them for 5 seconds and then see if they approach me. Is that right?
Right. Absolutely. And if they walk up and say, hi, you want to have sex? You say, of course, but not until I have a relationship, a monogamous, continuous, long-term mating or marriage relationship. Are you interested in that? Hell no.
Uh-huh.
I just want to get laid. Then please feel free to hire a prostitute. That's how she makes her living.
That's great. Oh, I did have another question, too. Like, I've never tried. I've only heard you talk about it once, where you were talking about how to get, how to go over, like, sex testing or whatever before you have sex. Do you recommend that? Like, we both have to go to a I forgot what you call it, you know, the testing for diseases and stuff. Like, how do you bring that up?
No, that's for making love. Having sex is the reason that people get STDs, is because they don't check out the life-threatening experience. More people die in one way or another of misappropriated sexuality than almost anything. You know what addiction is? It's doing something normal to the point you're in trouble.
Okay. If I get a contract and I'm in a committed relationship, how do I ask them about the testing?
Well, no, first they'd have to ask you to make love.
They don't usually ask you to make love.
They say, do you want to have sex? Or I want to make love to you. You know, they might say it, but I don't think it's probably true. Sex is what animals do, and we're animals. Making love includes chemistry, which is nature, compatibility, which is your lives fit together so that you can be in a relationship, and longevity, Is it just for tonight, a one-night stand? Is it for this month while your wife is out of town? What is the duration factor of this relationship? And as long as you both agree, that's fine with me. I'm a therapist, not a moralist.
Sounds good.
What do you want?
What do I want?
Yeah, what do you want? Do you want to have sex or do you want to make love?
Yeah, I want to make love and eventually get married. I want to have like a loving relationship.
All right. So have you read Getting to I Do, written by me, along with Staying Married and Loving It?
Yes, I actually have both books, and the Answers book and the Truth About Men, and
yes,
some of your CDs.
Says
I'm a Pat Allen addict.
That's good. Do you know what went to the printer this week?
That
my
something
book.
About men and the world and
yeah,
women,
men,
the universe.
Yeah, it's a man's world. They're in charge of junk, buying it, selling it, stealing it, whatever. And a woman's universe. We're in charge of air. You can have all the junk in the world, but if you don't have any air, you're done. Did you see in the last 2 weeks that women marched?
Yes, I went to the Women March. I went to the LA one.
Not one arrest. I don't know if you remember me saying Lysistrata was a book written by a wonderful writer, Aristophanes, at the height of the Golden Age of Greece. And the women of Troy, it's the story of, were sick of the wars. I hate these wars. It's killing our kids, our boys, my husband. What are we going to do, ladies? Well, that's what they wanted to do. We're not going to cook. We're not going to have sex. We're not going to make any nice soft pillows for your cement benches. Now how long do you want the war to last?
That's so smart.
I want to start a universal club. And they had their first march. The women of Lysistrata.
Wow, I love that. Congratulations on that book. I can't wait to read it. That's so exciting.
I've been writing on it for 20 years. I'm amazed.
Wow. I'm amazed. That is so awesome.
It's yeah,
really
it is.
Exciting. That is so great. I really appreciate it.
If my book goes far enough and makes people laugh, you know, or cry, or pray, or do whatever, I'm going to write my autobiography. You know what its title
so great.
Is?
No, what is it?
I'm a Virgo Libra cusp, September 21st.
Uh-huh.
I heard this in a very obviously current creative place. The description of a Virgo. You know what it is?
No, what?
A whore in a nun's veil.
That's great. That's the title?
As a recovering 46-year sober alcoholic, I qualify for whore.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to go to the convent, but my father, who was also a drunk, my father beat me up the week before I was supposed to go. And I got married.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So,
oh my gosh.
What I'm saying is, that's my tentative next book. If enough people like It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. There's no reason to write an autobiography if you don't have anybody that wants to read it.
Oh, I bet a ton of people would want to read it.
Well, my people. I know my people. Now, what are you going to do? That's my changing. What are you going to do based on this phone call?
I'm going to determine to go to more of these meetups and maybe check out the martial arts and soccer ideas, and then, you know, get dressed nicely more often. I did buy 3 cute dresses the other day, and they really felt feminine and pretty. So I'm just going to determine.
What are you doing nice about and your smile. Fear of change?
I guess I'm just going to do it. I do chanting, like in a Buddhist practice. So, you know, I'll chant as well or pray as well to, you know, just be open to change. And I don't have to be hurt. You know, I don't have to let men hurt me or abuse me. I can say how I feel or say I don't feel comfortable. I don't have to do anything crazy that I don't want to do.
And when it comes time... And when it comes time,
I want to share with you my mantra. The only way out of a negative feeling of pain is a positive decision. What do I want that I don't have? That's masculine. What do I have that I don't want? That's woman, loneliness. Followed by action or inaction.
I like that. Gonna do that through the pain. Did you say something?
Yeah, when you finally do find the right man who wants to make love to you, I think Dr. Allen always advises that that's a great time when he asks to say that both of you should agree to testing for STDs and, of course, AIDS.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That would be love.
Yeah, that would be appropriate. I would definitely think that. You know, you can't just bring it up out of the blue, but once you get to that stage, I think it's perfectly acceptable to choose not to do it that night until you've agreed on testing, as well as all of the other important negotiations.
Monogamy,
yeah.
Continuity, longevity goals.
Yeah, I hope I meet somebody that I can bring to Dr. Pat. I think that'd be really fun to negotiate.
I hope they meet you.
Yes.
If you're going to be the man hunting him, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be passive. Okay. I'm going to present my booty.
Thanks so much, caller.
Thank you, guys. Thank you
so
much.
Have a great evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye, love you.
Bye-bye. Love you.
All right. Oh, we've got another call coming in. Let's see what they have to say.
Hello.
And I also have a message, too, that we only need to get to tonight. Let's see. Caller, are you there? Yoo-hoo.
You have reached Larry.
Okay. All right. Oh, we got another call coming in. Let's see how this one goes. And remember, callers, if we got a call back from an unknown number, it's us.
Good
so time. Pick up.
Sorry, I missed your call. Leave a message.
Okay. Again, when you call us and we call you back, please pick up. Okay.
Hello, caller,
are you there?
Hello.
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. You have a question.
Oh, I do. Thank you. Good. I got through. Hi, Dr. Allen. I was at your Newport
Hi.
Beach Wednesday night activity last night. So thank you for that. I have a follow-on kind of question. When you were talking about, you know, how men like to get you in a commitment, and as soon as they get you in a commitment, then they want to have sex. Well, I'm not wanting to do that, of course. I want to date as many men as I can to get to know them and be friends first, just as you recommend. And I told them that, and then these guys usually want to commit, like, by the third, fourth, fifth date, and it's like, as soon as I tell them, they start backing off, like, if I'm not going to commit. And there was one woman last night who said she wanted to wait a whole year before she made a commitment. I'm thinking like 6 months because, you know, guys can be great, and also the perfect stage, and if you can make it through the imperfect stage, I figure that's a good time, shows a lot that you can commit. What do you recommend about when you commit, or the signals that men are sharing that, you know, could get somebody to commit, and then also just build up to be friends beforehand?
Do you want to get laid or paid as your goal? Are you into status and security or into sensual and sexual? What is your major goal for getting mated?
I want to get married. I want a covenant marriage.
I know you want a covenant marriage, but do you want to be respected or cherished?
Cherished.
Which is your priority?
Cherished.
Okay. So that means you have the veto right. Those people who want to be respected have the initiative right. I maintain God built men to procreate babies and women to take care of themselves and not allow themselves to be used. But I say if there's chemistry, deal with the energy of chemistry. I love you, I want you, I love you, I want you. I think that's wonderful, and as soon as I'm comfortable, I may negotiate. Well, I want you to stop dating. As soon as I'm comfortable, I will. Well, why does it have to take time? Because I'm not just an animal. I'm also a woman. I have to feel good to do good. So, do you want to date me and get to know me and become friends? Do you want to build something, or do you just want to ejaculate in a body? If so, go pay a nice prostitute for income money.
Oh, I like that. Thank you. That's great. So just keep saying until I feel comfortable. And I think I was a little bit too direct in saying 6 months, but maybe it will be sooner than that. And if I give them a time frame, it may be too long for their mind, even though they might go the whole route.
You understand?
Yeah.
When you start giving the details, you're the man.
Okay, that's good. That's really good. Thank you. I have one quick other question, if I may, please. I thought it was interesting. Sure. I've heard you talk about courting, dating, and then I guess it's engagement or something. But so during the courting stage, I understand, of course, that the male energy pursues the female energy, and we don't
and
make any calls.
Be a woman wait a minute. It might be a woman who's male pursuing a man who's female. I don't have any problem. We're all male and female. We are all male and female.
Right. Okay, well, I want to be the feminine energy. So in a courting situation, I would have the male energy pursue me, and I wouldn't be making any calls. Yeah.
You would not be chasing during courtship. Not at all.
No
exactly.
Yourself,
no nothing. You might call him if you have a date with him and you have to cancel it.
Yeah.
It's etiquette. You know, there are reasons, business or something.
So then I guess, this is interesting, I'd never heard you say this before, then I guess once you get in a committed relationship, you're now dating. It's no longer courting, you're dating. Is that correct? Did I understand
you
correctly?
That's exactly right. And the way it starts is usually they say, I want you to stop dating other men. I just got out of a session just before this radio show, and the man said to this beautiful woman that he's been dating for so many months and they're finally getting around to coming in and negotiating a deal. Right now, they're just both narcissists fighting over everything. And he said, I want you to stop dating that other man, because you've got another man. And she said, I will as soon as we've negotiated our time, space, money, and play, and we've applied the communication tools for 2 months. Because 2 months is a rumination period of time where people generally vote one way or the other. In fact, I have people vote plus for this and minus for that to really take it seriously. If it was right now, would I do it or would I not? So, courtship is one person courting another person and that person going along with it, except for intercourse. No intercourse until you negotiate longevity, continuity, and exclusivity. Have a STD CP test. You've got to do all the footwork for safety.
Right. That's great. The question I had is during the dating phase, when you're in a commitment now, you've committed not to see anybody else. I guess it's okay to it's okay to call the guy like once every three times he calls you or something, and to give like
here's
if he takes you out.
I see. If you really like him, it's 2-1. 1-1 is friendship, and 1-1 is business. I think what do you think I want? What do you want is business, and I feel like doing this. What do you feel like doing? Oh, well, we'll flip a coin. So equality is working at the office or being just friends with perks. When you want a commitment, the most masculine of the two people usually asks for monogamy. I don't want you dating that other guy. He doesn't know he's doing Pat Allen. I've just taken that statement and turned it into monogamy, continuity, and longevity. Do you see? And then you negotiate that. And if you're comfortable, instinctively comfortable, there are more neurotransmitters, dopamine, serotonin, and norepinephrine, in the gut than in the brain. Men live on intuition. They have 21 genes specifically attached to their sperm cells that are intuitively based. They can take the most minute pieces of data and extrapolate. You're dating somebody, I know it. We women, we meet his new secretary. That woman's after you. No, she isn't. She's just a secretary. No, she isn't. She's after you. We run our lives on instinct, which is norepinephrine, dopamine, and serotonin. They live their lives, if they're men, on their intuition that you're this or that, and they can build this or that, or you can be a free wife. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When men marry or mate, they take on responsibility. Marriage is for women and kids, not for men. Men would rather get free wives.
Yeah.
Free, F-R-E-E.
Right.
And that's a woman who gives him sex, often babies. I hear men talking, she's my baby mama. That means that's her job, making babies for him so his mom is happy.
Mm-hmm.
But not marrying her.
Mm-hmm.
My baby mama.
Yeah. So
okay.
My question, yep, that's really good data. Thank you. So the question I have is,
what
if you're
is your
in
question?
That dating, you know, you say 2-1, you can call, or is that for like giving back, like
no,
making a homemade meal?
He takes you out. He takes you to the movie. You might offer to get the popcorn. In fact, you might offer to pay for the movie. 2-1, men are women too. They want to receive, they want to be available to receive, and they want you to care about them, feeling good, at least 2-1.
Okay. And the other thing is if you're negotiating this continuity, because if you're in a commitment, but and longevity and exclusivity, if the thing is, that implies that there's going to be sex, but I don't want to have sex if we're in a committed relationship.
I
want to wait.
Wait a minute. Nothing implies sex. Sex has to be negotiated with longevity goals, continuity, regular dating at whatever place and time you can, and chemistry, compatibility, and communication about what your goals are, your monogamy, your sex test. You've got to get that negotiated before you have intercourse. You can hug
right.
You can kiss. You see?
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is if you're in an exclusive, if you've made the commitment, now you're dating.
Exclusive means you're not dating other people. It doesn't mean you're having sex.
Oh. Okay, well,
witness, you're not having sex even when you're committed.
Right. And that's where I'm at. I'm not Jehovah's Witness, but I'm LDS. So I want to wait.
So you don't have sex until you're married.
Right.
Well, by the time you're married, you have bundled. You know what bundling is?
Mm-mm.
Cuddling is what is way back in the beginning of America. You live far away from somebody. So they built beds with boards down the center, or pillows, whatever you did.
So I see.
To be close to each other, it's called bundling.
Oh.
You do everything but intercourse. No oral.
Right.
Oral sex is intercourse. People don't think that, but it is. Anytime the penis can go in the body, you're having intercourse. And with intercourse, I wanted you to know what the monogamy, continuity, and longevity goal is.
Yes.
Otherwise, you're just screwing around.
So do you feel that it's, I must at that point tell the guy, or just, I mean, when he's asking for
what?
That I want to wait, or just keep telling him, well, I've got to be.
Wait a minute. There is no such animal as waiting in a relationship. You're either doing it or you're not doing it. When he asks you to make love to you, you say, thank you so much, but I'm not comfortable enough with getting engaged and aiming towards marriage. I want to see your book. I want to meet your family. How much more do you need to know or experience to believe that you are getting into a good deal? That's your instinct, not your intuition. It's your gut feeling.
I think she's saying she doesn't want to have sex or make love until she's actually married.
Yeah, or maybe the engagement, but for sure at least the engagement, so...
That's fine, but you can't say it until he asks for it.
Right. Well, I'm sure he'll ask for it quite soon, and so my point is, how do I say it without...
Wait a minute. There is no such thing as sooner, too fast. It's your feeling. He has a right to ask for anything he wants, and you have a right to respect that and tell him what the boundary is.
Right.
Don't be judging men because they want sex. That's why we're all here.
I'm very flattered. Are you kidding? No, I want him to desire me. I never blame a guy for asking.
I'm gonna be your man. Honey, we've been together 6 months, we're Mormon, and that's okay, but I want to make love to you. How do you feel about that? Now, answer that.
Well, I don't feel comfortable yet with that.
You forgot something.
Oh, I'm so flat. I'm so grateful that you want to have sex with me. However, I don't feel comfortable with that.
No, he doesn't want to have sex. Sex is what animals do.
Oh, he wants to make love. I'm so grateful you want to make love to me. However, I don't feel comfortable with that just yet.
Well, what do you need to know?
Well, I want to make sure I would feel more comfortable if I met your family and your friends, and we've at this point we've already negotiated. We're in a committed relationship, I'm assuming. So, and what if I'd feel really comfortable if we had even more of a commitment, such as we were engaged with a date to be married.
I'm telling you, woman, you're perfect. That's gorgeous.
That was right?
That was exactly
that
right.
What?
That's was it. Yeah, that is exactly
right. Great. Okay, good. Well, oh my gosh, you've been a godsend. So thank you so much. I just adore you both. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you.
I'll let you go to get somebody else.
Good
thank
luck.
Thank you.
Good.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. She had some really great.
What's the question on print?
Our question in print. Okay, hold on 1 second. I had it up, but now I've lost it. There it is. All right. Okay. Dr. Allen. My boyfriend, soon to be fiance, by the end of May, are talking about living together once we get engaged. The plan is for him to move in with me, as I have a great apartment and finding an affordable place where we can live is hard to come by. I live with my brother, and we don't want to have a third roommate. What is the best way to talk to my brother that my boyfriend will want to move into my place in July, and we want him to move out? I'm worried he'll get upset. By the way, my brother is a girl.
Okay. So, what this person is saying, I want my brother to move out? Is that what I understand?
Yeah, she's roommates with her brother. She wants her fiancé to move in.
Oh, I see. She wants the brother. The three of them would sit down, and the sister would say to the brother, I really have appreciated being a roommate with you, but JoJo here wants to live with me now that we're engaged, and I want to know what you think about giving him your space in this place. Which would be comfortable, me going with him to a separate place and you getting a new roommate, or you moving to a new place and he takes over your place?
Oh, that seems reasonable.
Yeah, it is.
I hope that our write-in is listening and heard that wonderful way to negotiate that. Beautiful.
Respectful.
Yeah, now she does point out that her brother is a girl. So,
well, a physical girl or a psychological girl?
Psychological.
Psychological girl does nothing. So you ask him what he feels about doing it.
Mm-hmm.
If he's a man, you ask him what he thinks about doing it. Everybody's a boy and a girl. Everybody. And
yeah,
people with money do transgender operations.
Exactly. Exactly. I think that her point was that I think maybe she's indicating.
Did you hear the Boy Scouts are going to accept boy members who have had their transgender operation? How do you like them apples?
I think that's wonderful. I don't see any reason why they shouldn't.
Hello, you've reached Keisha.
We're all females for 8 days in mommy's womb. Then mommy's body goes, oh my God, there's a Y in there. In other words, there's a little boy.
Oh, yeah.
Because I got to start producing testosterone and making testes. We got to get this little boy into his boy body. Some mommies don't give enough testosterone, and the boy is half girl and half boy.
Right.
Or there's a little girl baby, and mommy says, oh, I think there's a Y in there somewhere.
Hello, you've reached Keisha Elena. Please leave me a message. I'll get back with you as soon as I can.
You know, it's so interesting about that testosterone wash. I was watching a scientist researcher who was doing a test based on fingers on men's hands. And he said he could predict who would win the race based on their fingers, the length of their fingers, relating to the pointer finger and the ring finger. And
wow.
I thought this is impossible. And he predicted the winner of the race, the second comer up, the third, and fourth and fifth actually tied. So it was all based on that whole concept that you were talking about, that testosterone wash. And I guess that sometimes when there's not an, or there's like some male children get a huge testosterone wash, and then there's lesser degrees of it, and it has to do with their physical body.
And some girls get a testosterone wash, but does their brain a masculine turnaround? Those are called cortisone hyperplasic adrenalized females. They are naturally bisexual. They are naturally, they may not practice it, but they are both male and female.
Now, we have another question from, it's one of our male listeners, and it kind of relates, it's interesting because it's almost like one of the questions we had last week, but I'm going to go ahead and ask it because it's one of our male people, one of our male followers, and so I think
people
that...
with the male body.
Yeah, I think
we're
that
all
this...
talking, everybody's male, everybody's female.
I think this particular one... is an interesting question. This gentleman says that he has erectile dysfunction that has started within the last 18 months.
Yes.
And he says that he's been had the physical test where he's saying they wrap a piece of tissue paper around the penis during the sleep cycle, and if the male gets an erection during the night, as most males do multiple times a night, the tissue paper
tears.
Right. So he's had that test, and apparently his paper tears, so that means he's getting night erections during his sleep cycle. But during his waking hours, he cannot perform with the person he's living with. And
he's not living with the right person.
So his question is, he says he feels disrespected and emasculated in this relationship.
That's why his penis doesn't work. Nature doesn't want his baby.
So he's saying that his mental state can actually overcome Cialis. In other words, if he takes Cialis...
I got news for you. Go to EMDR and see if there was a trauma in his early 0 to 3 year old state that is now being triggered by this human being.
So his final part of his question is, should I leave this person? I'm very unhappy and miserable, but I don't want to be a person that inflicts pain. Like, they're always talking about how men are horrible like that, but I don't want to be viewed that way.
What he's saying is, I need her, I don't want her, my body doesn't want her, but I, human being, need her because I have a psychological wound. I recommend EMDR. And for those of you that are listening, you can reach the EMDR major office in Austin, Texas, and they will send you lists of therapists in your city or country that they know of that you can go to, and read the book Getting Past Your Past by Francine Shapiro, who created EMDR.
Awesome. Okay, he's sending another message to us, and he's saying, thank you, Dr. Allen. This has been very hard for me. I'm going to try EMDR. I feel like I'm wasting away in this life. And I'm going to say, how old are you? And he is answering us now. He is 45 years old.
Right on. His testosterone is now slowly depleting, and the estrogen that's always been in his body is impacting him, and he is feeling his pain more for physical reasons than anything else. So now I'm positive he needs to go to EMDR to override the effect of nature on his body.
Yeah, Wow. Okay. He's very appreciative, but also he feels very upset. We want to thank you for trusting us to talk to us and for writing into us with your sensitive issue. So thank you for that. And everybody, we're out of time. It goes so fast, Dr. Allen. What a great show.
Good.
What you got to say to me?
Say something?
I do.
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep. And excellent. Remember, fire it to wire it.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. You know the website, www.drpatallen.com, wantistore.com. We've got Monday coming up. You don't want to miss that. And we've got some wonderful classes. So info@drpatallen.com for any information you can't get off the website. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.